Hey, you guys, this is Jade Hooper with the Why the Hell Not podcast, you guys. And as always, I thank you so much for following me and spending time with me. I release these pretty much every single Sunday on schedule. So I just appreciate you guys sharing this and sharing me the love and telling me what exactly you're looking for. So I actually added a new feature. If you guys want to go directly to my Instagram at the Jade Hooper, click on the forms in my bio. If you click that, there will be a spot where you can submit ideas and things that you want to know, things that you would love to have coaching with and help with. So if you guys want to just submit right there and ask me for help, I would love to pour into you guys even more. Okay, you guys, so here's the deal. We are on fire more than ever, okay? I don't know what team you're on. I don't know what you're doing. I'm on fire. My team is on fire, and I've just never been so excited. So what I wanted to do, though, is I wanted to come in here, and I wanted to talk about something very, very important, and that is the self-care of your body, the self-care of your mind, your soul. And so I wanted to just give you guys some tips how to keep yourself going, keep yourself moving when you're working super, super hard. Okay. So in this industry, this is not a physical demanding job, right? Like I literally could just lay in bed all day long and work this business if I wanted to, which is great. However, I have to make sure that I take care of my body, mind, and soul. Okay. And so here's a couple things that I'm doing that you can implement that are going to help keep you in a good state of mind, in your body, in a healthy place, so you can continue to run this race, so you can continue to run towards your goals, okay? Number one of the options that you might want to choose is creating a white space time, okay? White space time just means that you have a specific time every single day that you are using to kind of collect your body, mind, and spirit. Some people do this first thing in the morning where they carve out time, maybe before the kids get up or before, you know, your team is up working. It could be 5 o'clock in the morning if you're a morning person. Hi, honey. And this is when you are going to maybe do some meditating. Maybe you're going to do some yoga. You're going to work out. You're going to listen to a podcast or listen to an audible. Whatever that is for you, you carve that time out. So for me, you guys, I've tried. I cannot be a consistent long-term morning person. It's just for me, like I love to work at night. That is my favorite, okay? And so for me, what I like to do is at night, I'll actually maybe go take a bath, okay? And I'll like read a book while I'm taking a bath, or I'll listen to a podcast while I'm taking a bath. And I'm not doing this every single day, but I'm just doing it when I can tell that that I need it, okay? It's super important when you're creating this kind of white space, self-love, self-care time, that you are not giving yourself an inch and taking a mile, because it's so easy. There's a difference between what you actually need and the entitlement of feeling like you deserve something. Does this kind of make sense? I knew someone growing up who was extremely broke, right? And they weren't paying their bills. They weren't paying their bills on time. They weren't able to correctly like take care of their family all the way. But they said that they were going to buy themselves this specific like makeup that was extremely expensive, that was way beyond their means, because they said at the very least, I deserve this because my life is hard. When you have this entitlement mindset, you're going to find yourself making decisions that don't align with where your life is at right now, where your lifestyle is at right now, where your bank account is at right now, where your time schedule is at right now. So be very, very careful about the difference between giving yourself that inch to take care of yourself and grabbing that mile, okay? So for me, what I'm doing is I'm waking up in the morning and I'm doing just a couple things really, really quick. It's kind of my routine before I get out of bed, you know, getting some simple work stuff up, throwing some stuff in my Facebook stories and checking out kind of what's going on, okay? I might play some good music. For me, good music, music that I don't care what your music is that pumps you up. It could be rap. Maybe you're just cussing up a storm. Maybe it's worship music. To me, there are no rules. As long as you're making yourself feel good, you have to do you. You have to do what makes you feel good. And just like I was saying before, just because one person gets up at 4 o'clock, like I have a friend, Erin, you guys, she is a top income earner of this company, just like I am. And this girl wakes up at 4:30 every single day without fail and goes and works out, does this, does that. That is not, you will not see Jade Hooper up at 4:30. But you might find that that schedule, I mean, maybe that'll be my schedule in the future. I don't know. I need to try it, but this is what works for me. Okay. So just know that. So I'm waking up, greeting my kids, drinking some water. Okay. Staying hydrated. I am drinking my celery, you guys. And oh, you guys know that celery is like my worst enemy. It's that one food that I don't like, but I'm going to tell you what. When I drink my just celery every single morning, which is so much easier than juicing celery, and I just mix it up, drink it, I feel refreshed. I feel full. Like, I do not feel hungry at all. I feel energized. I feel less bloated. It's amazing. It is so amazing, okay? So I'm drinking my celery, and then I'm going real quick, and I'm doing yoga. And let me tell you something. I'm doing yoga with my kids. They are crawling on me. They are crawling under me. They're everywhere. But for me, this is the part of like taking care of my body that I have to do. And for me, like, I love to stretch out. Yoga, you guys, is legit. It will make you shake and you will sweat. And the whole time you'll be like, I don't want to do this at all. My favorite is on YouTube. Her name is Yoga with Adrienne. I've been watching her for years and I just love her so much. So shout out to her, you guys. Check out her channel. She's got 7 million subscribers. Everything that she does is so easy, and she will not have you do anything that like you're not comfortable with, no matter what level you're at. Okay, so I'm doing my yoga, do my celery, do my yoga. And then I'm with my kids. It's crazy. We're feeding everybody. We're doing this stuff, right? And then we pretty much just set ourselves up to where by 9 o'clock, this is when we kind of start our day. This is when we start our life. Now, also remember that we are in the social distancing. So if you're listening to this 2 years down the road, understand that my kids are not in school right now because we're home with the coronavirus. It'll be crazy someday to look back at this time and listen to these podcasts. So by 9 o'clock, Levi's starting his homeschool stuff. Lennox is off playing, and I'm starting my day. Another part of my personal self-care routine is I have this little bitty journal that my husband bought me that has a couple little elephants on it. Okay. Because to me, they stand for longevity. And I just write, it's very small, a page of there. It's a mixture of gratitude and manifestation. It's prayer, manifestation, gratitude, writing my name as if I am already this, as if I already have that. It just keeps me focused. I'm thankful even on days that it's hard, but I will tell you that there is a clear difference in how I feel and how my day goes when I journal. And it's not perfect. I actually was asked by a couple of the new team members on my team, what do they do if they just feel blah? They're like, I don't feel excited today. I'm just blah. Like, I'm still doing what I need to do. I'm still pushing through, but I feel blah. How do you feel excited every day? And I said, I don't, but it's a choice. Like, I'm just choosing joy. I'm Marie Kondoing my life. I'm choosing happiness. And that's all I can do. You know what I mean? That's all I can do. But showing up regardless is what you have to do. It's discipline. It's maturity. It's chasing after your dreams. It's being an entrepreneur, a boss babe. It's someone who's successful, and it's just what you have to do. And so journaling and reminding myself every day and focusing on what it is that I want keeps me so much happier. And I see those results. I mean, it's just magical, and it is beautiful, and it is amazing. So then I just start working through the day. I go through my whole entire day, you guys. Right now for me, and I don't know what your parenting style is like your relationship style, whatever it is, but I'm trying to choose joy. I'm trying to take situations that would be stressful, where I just want to like release and lash out, or if I'm frustrated or mad or irritated, and I'm choosing to just not throw it up on someone else. I'm just choosing to stay the course and stay focused. And, you know, maybe that friend of mine who I would normally send that message to where I'd be freaking out, I record it, but then I don't actually send it. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. And I'm proud of myself, because in the back of my mind, I know that I'm going to take, like, why would we want to take what's ruining our day and turn around and share what's ruining our day on someone else? You know, like, It'd be like handing someone dead flowers, I guess. And it's a reminder that we all have to remember. We all have, like, I have to make myself do that because I love to just be able to confide in my friends. I love to be able to live in the relationships and have that support, but that's support that I'm not entitled to. I'm not entitled to ruining someone else's day. And that's something that we all have to work on. So we go through our day. I'm choosing joy as often as I can. I'm choosing happiness. I'm speaking only good things because what we say is what we get. We've talked about that before. And then from 4 o'clock on, and this is important, okay? From 4 o'clock on, I plug my phone in. And I have some family time. We play, we dance, we sing, we watch movies, we eat, we do the things together. And I pretty much, for the most part, have my phone plugged in. I don't plan any trainings during this dedicated family time. And does it end up being about 4 hours? Yeah, it does. But I have to tell you, like, it's kind of like the bewitching hour, definitely after 5 o'clock with my kids. Let me know if I'm alone. But they act crazy when it's like around bedtime. And so it's just, I end up feeling bad and stressed out because I don't want them to feel like they're in the way, or I don't want to feel like they're in the way. And I don't want to feel like my business is in the way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be feeling guilty for one thing or another. And so I just choose joy and I just lay it down and I kind of pick up when I can and do what I can, but I don't have that expectation. So then after they go to bed, I pick up really quick to try to make tomorrow easier. And that is the time where I give myself this space. My kids go to bed around 7:30. I don't know what time your kids go to bed, but I pretty much have set these guidelines up where I give myself until 8, unless my kids went to bed really late that night. Basically, I give myself 30 minutes of just me time. Maybe that's taking a shower. I'm going to throw on some Sunless Tanner. I'm going to quick take a bath and just relax for a minute. Whatever that might be, I get 30 minutes. I don't care if I want to watch a movie for 30 minutes or go watch some silly YouTube, you know, makeup video, whatever it might be, my guilty pleasure. But then after that, I make myself get back to work and get going. And so, yeah, man, I'm working in the nooks and crannies of my day throughout the day. And then I'm working pretty good straight period of time from about 8 o'clock until I go to bed, you know, at midnight. And I'm able to just get so much done, and I'm grateful to be able to work when my kids are sleeping. And so, what I love to do through the week is, number one, on Sunday, you know, make sure I pick up my house, pick that one day where I'm kind of doing like a thorough clean, and it's not going to be perfect. There's 5 people, lots of kids going through, lots of clothes, messes, and all this stuff. And I'm, you know, I try to just keep things as picked up as I can, run the Roomba, run my Crosswave, like just do simple things. And sometimes I have to, like a couple days ago, I ran a load of dishes that hadn't been ran for 3 days. I mean, we didn't have any plates. It was ridiculous, but it's because I'm choosing to get my stuff done with my work, you know? And so did I take a whole day and have to clean and do stuff because things were pretty ridiculous? Yes, but I made that choice. So Sundays is my self-care. I might paint my nails. I might tan. I might throw some color in my hair. I'm pre-writing posts for my social media. I'm prepping things. I'm prepping trainings. I'm just prepping my business to make life easier. I'm prepping my schedule to make life easier. I'm prepping my body. You guys, I'm gonna tell you what, just sunless tanning has just made me feel, I know this is ridiculous, but sunless tanning has just made me feel so, so good. And in that link that is in my bio of my Instagram, if you guys go click that, I have a link directly to the sunless tanner that I've been using, and I am obsessed with. So you guys can go check that out. But just taking care of myself, but then also, you guys, penciling in my husband. We've been doing date nights every single Thursday, and of course we can't go out of the house, but the kids go to bed and that's our time to have dinner, or we'll have dessert with each other. We'll watch a movie, we'll watch a show. A couple weeks ago we indulged in the Tiger King. Oh my gosh, whatever it might be, spending time together and just trying to have that one-on-one time. And, you know, is it tricky? Because especially it's a Thursday night, so could I be working? Could I be doing other things? Yes, but you guys, like, this business, I do this business for my family. And so if you want to try to find a really good way to not feel guilty for working your business all the time, pencil them in. So I pencil mine in for a few, my kids in like specifically directly a few hours every night, and then once a week quality time with my husband. And maybe for you, that might be an hour every single week. And Will knows that Thursday nights are our nights. You know, could I say to him, I'm going to give you an hour every night? Yes. But for me, I just, we really work well with our Thursday nights. So you guys, it's just important. And oh my gosh, last but not least, using our products. You know, we have wellness products, weight loss, detox, energy, focus, stress relief, like beauty care. I have to take care of me. I have to take care of my body, just like the yoga. And I mean, just using our products so my skin glows, so I feel good when I get out of the shower naked, so I feel good in my clothes. You know, having that focus so that way I'm not losing my mind when my kids are being crazy, because they're just going to be. Being able to focus, having that energy, like, you know what I mean? If you feel that you're kind of losing it, part not just working out, but are you using the products that are there to serve your body, filling the nutritional gaps, making you feel like a 10? Are you using those? Find those things. Our Skinny Coffee and Mocha Detox every day will just help you so much. Using our Dr. Nassif line with the illuminating wipes and the firming cream on your face. Like, that's how I glow. You guys message me all the time and say, girl, how is your skin glowing? Because you guys, I don't even own foundation anymore. And honestly, Lennox took my concealer and I haven't seen it since, and I don't even use it. Like, my skin feels absolutely so amazing. Using our collagen, our Drink Your Skin Care, I just feel amazing. So it's one thing to feel good on the outside in, but you got to feel good on the inside out. And that's part of that self-care. So you guys, I give myself probably a good self, probably 30 to 45 minutes, I would say, every single day of me time. Now, some of you guys might say that's ridiculous, but I have to tell you guys something. I'm always moving. I don't sit down from the time I get out of bed until the time I go to sleep. And that's, you know, 15, 16 hours. I'm not stopping because my kids don't stop. And there's always something to be done. And instead of looking at all this like it should look a different way, I choose to make the most of it and just make sure that I'm taking care of myself along the way. You know, maybe for you, that means that you decide, like, you know, on Tuesday nights at 10:30, you take 30 minutes and you hop on a Zoom or a FaceTime with one of your best friends, and you guys, you know, have dessert together way, way late at night, and you guys talk and laugh and chat and just whatever, and that fills your cup. Maybe you're a super social person. For me, I'm an introverted extrovert. I love having fun and talking to people, but like, I very much, my sacred space is my alone time. I need it. I need my self-care time. I need a minute to breathe. There's nothing wrong with that. Hi, baby. So you guys, I hope these tips help you. I hope you make your body, mind, and soul priority, okay? You might make the decision to not do that, but I will tell you, you will be able to go further, longer, taking care of your body, mind, and spirit. I promise you. You guys, thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you tag me in your Instagram stories. Share this with your team. Let them know that they need to hear this podcast. And remember, go click the link in the bio of my Instagram and let me know. Submit on that form. Let me know what you want to hear. Like, I want to know what you want to hear. I want to know how I can serve you and how I can pour into you in what way, shape, or form, whether it's business, woman life, mom life, spouse life, you know, boss babe life, leadership, self-care, self-love. I'd love to help you. All right, you guys, have a good one.